Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every Thursday on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room and we have to share something, get it off our chest. I'll go first.
Okay.
So I've mentioned it a couple of times here on the show that my mom was placed in Facebook jail.
Oh, right.
Now, it wasn't until recently that my mom and Gavin have become Facebook friends.
Yes, they have.
Oh, yes.
And they talk all the time. Well, what I didn't say was, is I know the reason why my mom was placed in Facebook jail. Now, if you don't know what Facebook jail is, this is where they suspend your account where for 30 days you cannot have any activity. Now,
you're on naughty no-no time.
You can log in and you can see people's stuff.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You just do not have the ability to comment on anything.
That makes it way funnier.
Wow.
You cannot comment. You cannot share. You can't really have any interaction. You can only monitor.
Read.
However, I am the reason why my mom was placed in Facebook jail.
Rain.
What?
So,
Rain.
You know how much she loves Facebook.
She doesn't know this. I don't know if my dad knows this either.
What did you do?
I just reported some things. She gets a little crazy sometimes.
She does get a little fired up on Facebook, but that's her outlet.
Something had to be done.
So she was getting, and I'm guessing these were political posts,
yes.
Right? So she was getting a little crazy, and you were just like, you know what, Mom? I'm going to do this for your own good.
I had to do it.
Rain, this is going to break her heart.
I know.
This is going to break her heart, and she's going to burn down your new house.
Mom, if you're listening, I am sorry.
I don't think you are.
I did it for the good of everybody. I did it for everyone.
Would you do it again?
Yes!
Okay. Because here's the thing. Since Rain's mom and I have become Facebook friends,
yeah,
I have tried to catnip her a little bit with politics because her comments are so entertaining.
How dare you?
She's so mad.
Mom, I love you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy.
Well, that feeling is not mutual anymore.
No, it is certainly not.
All right, it's Wake Up Call Confessions.
We have talked on this show many times of mostly me venting about how my boy cat, Holden, I have two, Annie and Holden, they're brother and sister. They're both old as dirt, and Annie's fine. Holden is falling apart at the seams. I feel like every single day, Holden just spends all day long concentrating on not dying. He has some sort of sinus infection. He is diabetic. He has ear yeast. His hips don't work anymore.
Oh,
but
he's such a sweet guy.
But he doesn't seem like he's in any sort of pain. So we are not putting him down. He's been diabetic and on insulin now for a year. And we are out of insulin. So I had to buy more through the pharmacy. I get a vial that's, I don't know, that big. What is that, an inch and a half?
Yeah.
And it's almost $300.
Jeez.
Now, it lasted me a whole year, so that's not so bad. So I bought some more, and when I bought more, guess what the pharmacist told me?
What?
This expires in a month.
Does every vial expire every month?
One company makes this insulin, and it all comes, that's the smallest vial that they make. And she goes, for it to be really effective, you have to, like, buy it every month. So I've been giving my cat, like, wonky insulin for the last 11 months. And maybe that's one of the reasons why it's falling apart at the seams.
Yeah.
Now, here's my confession. I'm not going to buy him insulin every month. He didn't die last year, and I'm going to roll the dice that he's not going to die this year because I'm not spending $300 a month. I can barely get myself to spend $300 a year.
Yeah.
Let alone a month. So he is just going to take expired insulin, and we're going to see how this turns out, guys.
If Stacy hears this, Gavin, she's not only going to be furious with you. Mm-hmm. She's going to be willing to shell out as much money as it costs for whatever they say that cat needs.
That's why I'm grateful that she doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, but why would she?